Just about all we ever hear about teenagers is what a problem they are. But a daring experimental process being pioneered right in our own neighborhood is showing promise in curbing bad behavior. Chad Wiggett has our report.
Thanks, Mary Beth. Here in this remote, undisclosed northern New Mexico location, a controversial therapy is showing incredible results in breaking teenagers and others of destructive behaviors, such as drinking, drugs, violence, sex addiction, and talking back to their parents.
The pollsters and the pundits, they overlooked just one thing when they wrote him off. They overlooked the caliber of the man himself. The determination.
Yes, that's the voice of Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin, being put to good use to help these kids get their lives on track.
And it all makes for quite a package. And we met in high school, and two decades,
I swear to God, I promise,
later,
I'll never, ever drink again. Just make it stop,
please. The difference between a hockey mom and
this program is not without its critics, who say it's too harsh and should have more scientific peer oversight.
Since our opponents in this presidential election seem to look down on that experience, let me explain to them what the job involves. I've learned quickly.
But program advocates say that such agony and confusion are an essential part of the controversial treatment, and the kids just need to learn to ride the wave in order to get the needed results.
The Washington elite, then some in the media.
I swear, I promise I'll never beat up my sister again or never beat up anybody again.
Newsflash for those reporters and commentators. I'm not going to Washington to seek their good opinion.
We'll keep on top of this story and report on its long-term outcomes, but for now it looks like a promising way to help kids straighten up and fly right. Back to you, Mary Beth.